This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 5 years ago, a rail freight route opened up between China and Europe to bring high-value tech products like smartphone components, maybe printers, to the EU. Over that period, trade has increased more than 30-fold along what is often called the New Silk Road. Reporter John Lawrenson went to the European end of the line at the German town of Duisburg.
Half a mile of steel grinding into Duisburg. 47 containers on board, many with Chinese writing on the sides. You may not have heard of Duisburg, but it's one of the biggest inland ports in the world. This train's come over 7,000 miles through steppe and desert and forest from another place you may not have heard of, Chongqing. But that city in the middle of China has about the same population as New York.
We are loading the train which will leave in the night to Wuhan.
Martin Kerner is deputy manager of the Duisburg Intermodal Terminal.
Each week, around about 9 up to 12 trains arriving from China at DIT Duisburg.
8 years ago, a delegation went from Chongqing to California. They told printer maker Hewlett-Packard and others they could make their stuff cheaper. Soon after, new factories opened in Chongqing. Now, one in four of the world's laptop computers is made in that city. The New Silk Road is how these goods reach China's biggest trading partner, the EU.
We are cheaper than air freight, faster than sea freight. Like, we are right in the middle.
Nikolai Nörkler is in charge of developing the New Silk Road for a subsidiary of German railways called Trans-Eurasia Logistics. His sales pitch, 15 days transit time instead of 35 by sea.
For customers, it's very interesting because they can sell the goods way faster. So they can react way faster on a shortage of goods they have in Europe, and they also can decrease their cost when it comes to warehousing.
But how many of those containers go back to China empty? Nörkler says they've made progress on that. It's now only one in five. The rest are full of car and aircraft parts and food and drink, powdered baby's milk, for example, and beer. In Duisburg, Germany, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.